Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we're in the classroom. We're in the classroom because we're here to learn. What are we learning? Oh, my God, everything. There's so much for us to learn, to gather. And I can promise you, no matter who you are, no matter where you are in your journey in life, your spiritual journey, I can promise you, if God gave you breath to wake up this morning, there's something that you're supposed to be working on in this very moment. And I am thrilled to be part of the learning process. I'm thrilled to be learning. I had a sister call me the other day and said, Mama Seven, you said this and it's really that, working on my prayers. And I was like, wow, thank you. I'm like, man, and I'm sitting here like, I felt like the old V8 commercials and you pop yourself in the head. I said, man, I should have had a V8. You know, I'm like, man, I should have paid more attention. How could you have made this mistake? And I was so thankful that, you know, somebody took a second and said, you know what, hold on. Let me correct. Let me gently let her know so she don't keep doing it. More things to learn, and just keeping that grace in you, because I can tell you this, when people think you will listen, they will tell you, they'll share with you. But I say this because I know this, you're not going to listen. If you've blown up in the past, if you get defensive and all this other stuff, people will be like, meh, never mind. You figure it out. You will figure it out. So, family, you know, let's come into the classroom in a general sense of learning, whether you're teaching, whether you are the student. Come in with the general sense and respect for learning, you know, and respect for the energy that flows and everything like that. So that has been the day. The day has been a lot of what I would say touch and goes, but very important touch and goes, important to say this, important to do that, important to look into this. I'm like, I felt like an octopus pulled 1,000 different ways, but yet getting things accomplished. Always feel good about that. And devoting time to my shrine and to my prayer life and to my journaling and to my loved ones, you know, making sure to reach out and speak. And, oh, it's been wonderful. This is also, we're in the middle of devotion. Now, I know, you know, we know what devotion is. We have been slapped in the middle of devotion. This is, I think, day 8 of our fast. We've been, last Wednesday started it. This Wednesday, you know, we're continuing it 30 days, right? 30 days strong. So last program was on why I fast. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to that, you can always go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page or awonderfulapproach.com and listen to that program. It's so important to hear why people do things. To me, in my opinion, it's more important almost to find out the why than actually what they're doing. Because the why is going to tell us what. The why will tell us what we're doing. Program 1, Why I Fast, helped us to understand the importance of fasting. You know, number one, we're all, you know, fasting is in all cultures. All people do it. You know, it's very important to go through a level of detoxing yourself. And so it was a great, great program. Take a moment to listen to it. You know, I have a sister calling, yeah, whenever I'm driving into work, I'm listening to the programs. I said, okay, good, good. So they're kind of set up that you don't have to miss anything. No matter what your schedule is, you don't have to miss. So take the time and check that out. But what we're going to be doing today, this topic for me started last night. And sleepless night and trying to work through the day, getting so much done, and this topic's still very heavy on my heart. So we got to talk about protecting your peace, you know. And I didn't say the peace because that spirit is what is instructing me to make it personal, you know. And I say that all the time. Make it personal. Let's talk about you, not the peace. We're not talking about the universe, okay? Not tonight, we're not, okay? And I like to talk about the universe. I like for us to think about, you know, high-leveling this energy and allowing positive, peaceful energy to spread in you and in your household and with your family and in your community and then to the universe. That's how things work, okay? I'd love to talk about that, but right now we got to get to the core. One more time, the way things work is you, inside you, and then inside you comes outside you. Then outside you goes into your relationship. And then after the relationship, it spreads to your children, and then to your house. And then your community, it doesn't start in the community, family. It does not start there. Anyone who's trying to start their transformation in the community is going to not have enough over the ledge. You know, I don't know if you've ever had to jump over a creek before. Sometimes you just hop over the creek. Sometimes you have to get a running start and jump up. Yeah. So when it starts, and it is anything, you know, your meditation, your prayer, whatever, when it starts inside you, then you are, your that energy is allowed to churn, you know. That energy is allowed to flow through your chakras, is allowed to heal you, and then allows you to move into your relationship and children, right? If it doesn't start in you, how is it ever going to get in you? You know, it's always moving in that direction. It's always moving out. After the community, after the universe, ancestors are positively impacted, okay? Our children's children become positively impacted. Always moving like that pond. You see how it ripples out? Until it gets to the shore, it's rippling out. But it has to have that initial impact in the center, and then it creates the ripples out, okay? So there's not a shortcut to this, family. There's not a shortcut. Everyone who I've seen trying to take a shortcut has been cut short, okay? Don't do it. Do the work. Allow it to marinate and manifest within you. And then it can start to travel force and intention up. Okay? So, in protecting your peace is going to operate in the same way. Protecting your peace is going to allow you the ability to, one, define what your peace is. One, and then two, is going to help you set up good boundaries, good barriers, okay? Now, why is that piece important? All of the pieces are important, I promise you. And like I said this morning, peace, we're not necessarily trying to protect our quiet. I can tell you there are some people stuck in their quiet. You know, they're stuck in their head. They're stuck in what someone told them was going to be peaceful, but it's not. So we're protecting our peace, all right? And that, you will see, is that, you will see, is when I say the most valuable part of you, the mind, you're not going anywhere. Without peace of mind, you'll be too easily frustrated by the world. So, you know, like we're in the middle of this fast, day 8, the guidelines are set up to protect us from those things we need to be staying away from. We're trying to protect our fast. So when it comes to your peace, we need guidelines that we need to stay away from certain things if they're not properly serving us. Okay? And I have to tell you this about your peace. Your peace is worth your protection. Your peace is worth making some other people uncomfortable. I know. It's crazy. Crazy to say that because, you know, I'm a spiritualist. I'm a spiritual leader. I'm up here trying to help people get closer to God. And I'm telling them, your peace is worth fighting for. It is. Every religion and culture has those points where their prophets have been like, hey, I'm about to turn this table over. Oh, that person, they're about to get beheaded. Yeah, because you don't play like that. No, God doesn't, you know, we've had storms and tornadoes. We've had, you know, the world wiped out, you know, destroying cities. And God didn't say it had to be neat and orderly and politically correct and grammar and gender. And God didn't say that. God said protect your peace. That's how we're moving. So sometimes when we're doing the peace, that means other people are going to get frustrated. That's kind of on them. They have to work on their peace. You have a responsibility for protecting yours, right? That means some boundaries are going to have to get in place. Boundaries. The only people that don't like boundaries are the people that benefited from those boundaries not being there. It sucks. Because what you'll find out is that people who you thought were your friend or you thought were close to you and everything else like that, they benefited from your lack of boundaries. They benefited from you not really protecting yourself. They took advantage. I hate to say it. They were taking advantage. And they're like, you know, well, why say it, Mama Seven? I have to say it because I need you to be able to recognize it when it comes. When you got people that are calling you only because they need something, how peaceful is that phone ring? So I know when I can guess, you know, I like to guess who's on the phone. So the phone ring, and I'm like, I wonder who that could be, you know. And if it's early in the morning, I know it's an angel waking up early and stuff like that. That's wonderful. But at a certain time, I know those phone calls turn into business, and I'd be like, Lord. Lord, I think I'm going to take an hour break from the phone, and I'll just circle back later, you know, because this is too much. It's too much. But, I'm protecting my peace. I'm protecting my peace. So when I was preparing for this fast, I didn't just March 22nd decide, okay, only fruits and vegetables and beans. For 2 weeks prior to, I was working on a couple of bean recipes, you know. I was working on getting my beans in the house so that I'm prepared. And then I was, so I've been in prep mode of this moment for 2 weeks prior, and I've been doing this for ages. So just as we were like, hey, let's get ready for fast, every time that call went out, I was like, okay, how can I begin to prepare myself? How can I put these things in place? And so I've done a lot of work to prepare and protect my peace. I do that. I don't even put myself in that position. I don't have no chocolate in this house right now. I have no little candies, no ice cream. I think the sweetest thing we have is some syrup that was just in here because I make homemade French toast from sourdough bread. But anyway, enough of that. I'm working on my beignet recipe. Enough of that. But this is how we're working on things, and this is how we're putting things in place. I'm not going to have the temptation close to me. I know when I'm around someone who disturbs my peace, and that happens. We, you know, when we travel, I'll tell, hey, this person gets on my nerves. Can you help me with that? I don't want to be rude. And I tell the right people, and I get help for it. You know, I'll have situations where I'm like, hey, I want to send this text out. Is it saying this, and this? And I don't want to be rude, but I still have to get this message. I try to take those extra steps to make sure I'm protecting me. I want everyone to do that. I want everyone to believe that they deserve that. So that's a different angle. And, of course, I'm so glad. This is a wonderful approach. We're in the classroom. Anybody, press one. That lets me know, hey, I want to join the conversation. I would love to hear of that time you have to really kind of stand up for yourself and say, hey, I'm protecting myself in this fast. I'm protecting myself in this work meeting. You're not going to be giving me all this extra work. You're not going to be dictating my time. You're not going to do, no, I'm protecting my peace. You know, when you put in that day off and your boss is like, yeah, I'd be like, no, hello, respect the process. And so, you know, I have taken those mental health days. If they give them to you, I take them. And I don't always wait until it's convenient for the company, because what's convenient for the company isn't always mentally convenient for me. So I'm not, I'll work with you when I feel like working with you. And I hate to be like that, but I am. I have to protect my peace. You know, so when I say, hey, I need a moment, I don't want to hear anything. That's a full sentence. That's not a question. You know, I need a moment, period. I'm not going to feel pressured. I'm not going to do anything else. That's what I need. And we have to get into the habit of teaching people around us to listen to that and to respect that. You know, if you walk in the house, now we know those little ones love the babies. I love the kids. I do. I really do. But they can bombard you, you know. And you've already worked. You've fought traffic to get home. And you come in, and they're like, oh, my God, SpongeBob, Minecraft, this video game player did this, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting here like, I need 15 minutes. I need 15 minutes. And this is nothing disrespectful to you. I would love to hear about your day. But see how I just got home. I want to kind of depress for a moment. Give me 15 minutes. When you start training people, not when you start. You're always training people how to deal with you. You're always training people as to what you will accept and what you will not accept. Always. You're always doing it. Now, whether they're paying attention or whether you're paying attention, teaching people, eventually somebody's going to learn what this behavior brings. Okay? So let's say the little ones don't want to listen. Oh, but I think Minecraft is very important, and I got to tell you about it, and I don't care about your mental health because I'm a child, and this is what children do, and I'm going to keep talking at your door as the door is closed, and I'm trying to get – you will learn at the explosion that that's not the right way to go. So – let's continue working with people around us. You know, when you're not dealing with children in their self-centered ways, but when you're not dealing with children and you're dealing with adults, they have to begin to respect the boundaries that you've put up for your own mental health. Don't allow people to tell you, oh, you don't have to do that. Oh, that's not necessary. Oh, well, you don't really feel that bad. Don't let people say that to you. Don't let people dictate what you feel is by any means necessary. Don't do it. Even your fast buddies, even your accountability partners, no matter what, don't let people minimize your feelings. Okay? Don't do it. Now, could you be a drama queen? Could be. could you be? could you be over exaggerating? Yeah, it could be a little some of that too. But are you owed the right to feel a certain way? Yeah. And until you walk in my shoes, I don't want to hear how you feel about my emotions. And so we got to be able to grant other people the same while protecting our own selves. Okay? So don't let someone tell you, oh, it's not that bad. Oh, well, you should be thankful. Don't do it. I remember Sister Melissa and I did a program on the wild woman, and I had so much fun in that show. And we spoke about the desire of the woman, of yourself, because, we have men and women. We got young and old. A wonderful approach is very diverse. But we were speaking particularly that night about the wild woman and how so through time, she's been requested fit into a role that may not have fit her. And what that in turn created was unrest. And then that unrest was finding other ways to get out. All right? This is not just a woman thing, family. This is a human thing. If you allow yourself to sit in an oppressed situation, you and your spirit will become irritable. Me and my mother joke about having ISS, irritable spirit syndrome, and every time we bring it up, we just crack up because it's not in the DSM, okay? But it should be, okay? It should be. Because there are moments in time when your spirit becomes irritated and your spirit be like, look, I'm checking out. And really you'll feel your spirit kind of disconnect from you and be like, I'm checking out. You're not listening to me. I'm telling you I like this or I'm telling you I don't like this. And you're just acting like I'm not here communicating with you. So before your spirit checks out on you, before your spirit says, that's enough, I'm not doing this, bye, protect it. Listen to it. At least acknowledge it. My spirit will tell me, oh, Mama Seven, I want this, this, and this. I'm like, yeah, okay. That's not possible at this very moment. I hear you. I feel you. Well, at this moment. Let's circle back on that next weekend, okay? I already have made up my mind. I know what I want my first dinner after fast to be. I've been thinking about it, and everybody's like, Mama Seven, that's not even that special. It's not that special. It's just what I want, okay? But I'm already having to tell myself, hey, it's okay. We're going to get that. But we're going to have to wait a minute because we have a higher purpose going on. So even when it comes to your peace, your enjoyment, your everything, sometimes you may not be able to right this moment and get what you need or get what you want. You'll always have what you need, but you won't get what you want. Allow yourself a minute to adjust. Allow yourself a minute to say, okay, listen, I hear you. I feel you. Restaurant is calling, okay? I'm cooking 3 times a day. I'm like, my goodness, it's a lot of cooking. Yeah, it is. You're not eating fast food. You know, it is a lot of cooking. You do get tired of washing the same pans and pots. Just, Lord have mercy. But I understand right now I'm intentionally working on something, and I'm already setting it up, and I'm acknowledging to myself, hey, I know you want to go get your little Red Lobster, blah, blah, blah. And I know you want to go eat there, and I know you want to be out and watch people. I'm a people watcher. And you're going to have to just wait, though. You have to wait. It won't be forever, but just wait. And that's how I'm protecting my peace. I'm not going to deny myself, no, never. But what I am saying is, for a greater good, let's do that. Let's wait. I got a caller that would like to share. This is an open conversation. We're sharing like this because I need you to understand that if you feel that restlessness in your spirit, understand it's time to make some changes. You got to make some moves. Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. And we'd love to hear about it. What did you do, or how did you have to really exert yourself and say, nope, 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 I need this for my own peace, okay? But hold on, let me grab caller real quick. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Hey, Salafia, greetings, how are you, Mama Seven?
Salafia, oh, so good, Sister Unique. How you doing?
I am doing well. Happy Wednesday. Blessed Wednesday. Blessed
Amen.
Wednesday.
Amen.
I give thanks.
Amen. We made it here.
We
made
it
down.
Man.
Oh my goodness.
We shout out to my fast buddies. Woo woo. I reached out to them. I was
okay.
Like, yesterday we was like, is it day 7? I was like, I don't know what day. I was like, no. We started on Wednesday. Everybody was like,
starting on Wednesday.
Yeah, we got one more day. One more day. We're a week in, you know, so it's
so
a beautiful
awesome thing.
It is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been doing this fast with a wonderful approach for many years. And
many
years. And it's so interesting because each year it's like an onion. Each year is like pulling off another layer. Another layer,
yes,
you know, so I'm sharing my experiences with the sisters, and I'm like, yeah, you know, take your breaths. You know, this time, I know you always say, you know, before I was just texting and then we was calling, but this time we decided, okay, well, at least once a week we're going to video chat with each other so we can physically
awesome, see
each other. You know, that way you can text me anything and your voice can say anything, but let me put some eyes on the sister. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me see. And it's just so funny with, I mean, mind you, it's 7 o'clock. We video chat. Sun hadn't set yet. We're at the end of
right, the
day where everybody's like, so, yeah, you hungry? I'm hungry
right,
too.
Right, right.
Like, what does hungry look like on you, you know?
Right.
but it was so good because it gave us the opportunity to unwind, to unpack, to really like, okay, this is what I was expecting, this is what
right,
my trial was, you know, and
and
point out certain things like, well, next week when we meet, you know, ask me about this because I'm going to need you to help me be accountable for that. And, you know, so
Amen. This
part of the fast, I mean, this time around, I'm more, a little more open. You know, because like I said,
Amen. You
can't hide it. Your face won't hide it. Your voice can, your text messages can, but your face is going to say something different. And so it's given
right, all
of us the opportunity to really, you know, take it serious, you know,
yes, and
find our place in it, but at the same time find the joy in us coming together. You know, and knowing
yeah,
that you have somebody that you can depend on or you could talk to. And, you know, every day we're like, hey, how you doing? Even if it's in the middle of the day. And we like count down,
yeah,
like, what side of the world you on, you know? And then realize
okay,
it's not about the food. You know what I'm saying? It's really not about the food, you know, but what we're going to, what we're giving something to God, you know, and because God gives us so much. And while I was sitting there before you had me come on, and I'm breaking my fast, and I was, those cucumbers tasted so good today. Like, I had to look at it like, this is not just any cucumber tomato salad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is, this one came from heaven. Like, this is a heavenly cucumber, you know?
Yeah.
But before then, I had to give thanks for those, ask God to allow somebody else to have a meal. You know, I've given up a meal by choice. But there are folks out there that don't that don't have that opportunity.
Don't have the choice.
You know, they don't have
giving
that
it
opportunity.
Up. Choice. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so in order for me to do that, there's certain things that I had to shift. Certain people I just couldn't talk to, you know, because I'm like, listen, I'm working on this amount of food and this amount of energy, you know what I'm saying? So what I have, I have to keep for myself, you know, and that has been
peace,
my focus.
Your fast? Yeah. Protecting your fast?
Yeah. Protecting my fast. You know, I had to because this is a swear jar. You know, and that swear jar is just not, you know, I refuse to give Wonderful Approach all my money this year. You know, it's not, you know, a couple of years ago, I just threw $40 in there and just went at it. You know what I'm saying? And that only lasted a week, so I knew I had things to do. So, you know, I was like, you know, instead of swearing, I started doing more singing. You know, not everybody doesn't want to hear me sing. You know, but the good thing about that is that when they start swearing, I sing an extra song, and they got to put money in there. You know, so now they're just like, you know what? Because this is about me keeping my peace, you know?
That's right.
And, you know,
that's right.
It's like,
I deserve to have peace. And
yes, God said make a joyful noise. He didn't say peaceful.
Right.
He said joyful noise, you know?
Yep.
And so instead of me swearing, I'm going to bust out in the song. I don't know. I went Broadway today because that's how I was feeling, like jazzy hands, you know.
I love it. I love it. And I love
you
it
know?
That you were okay. Look, my piece, oh, no, I got to do it. No, I
got
to do it. My piece is worth it.
Each
person, your piece
is
worth it. Don't let anybody tell you anything otherwise.
It's not. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So thank you for sharing my shenanigans with me. But,
look, I am a big – laughter is medicine. Laughter is medicine.
It is.
I would have been there busting out laughing at both you and the other person that you're irritating, and I'm like, oh, no, I would have been on the floor high-fiving everybody. Okay, there you go. I'm going to get my 7 chuckles in. I'm going to get my chuckles in. Okay, laughing, tight stomach muscles and everything. So I'm going to go ahead and do it, okay?
I mean, you know it's so bad. I woke up with like, you upset today? You got something to say? You're like, no, and I'm just thinking.
Right.
I got a whole chorus going on right now, you know?
Wow.
Oh,
you're
going to
get
it. I got
it. I love it.
You're going to get it.
I love it.
You know, today
continue
was
your
twist, tomorrow's grease. So, hey.
And continue your magic school bus form of joy and continue it. Oh, I know. I've been there. And continue spreading your joy, okay? Amen.
Yes.
Oh, thank you for sharing.
You have a blessing.
You too. Yeah, if you ever in need of just some antics, give her a ring. She got them. She got them on deck. And you will laugh even if you don't want to, and it automatically just lightens your mood. How about that? We spend so much time kind of draped in and dreary. What are you doing to lighten your mood or someone else? That's community service as far as I'm concerned. Look, I love the phone lines. I'm going to stay with the phone lines because this piece is too important. It's too important. All right, let's go. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings. What's good, Mama Seven?
Brother Ibrahim, how are you?
I'm well. Alafia, Awa, Wonderful Approach to Your Fast, and for the Ikhwani wa Ukhti, the brothers and sisters of the Muslim, Ramadan Mubarak, and Assalamu Alaikum.
Mm.
What's going
Ramadan,
on?
Wa Alaikum Salaam. All is well, surviving the moment, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You get a little bit of a survivor mode. But, you know, it's helpful when you don't have the negativity in your bubble. You can relax
Absolutely.
A little bit more. You know what I'm saying? How are you doing protecting your peace? How are you doing with that?
Man, people know I have a mouth anyway, right? So one of the things about fast, that's one of the things I try to work on. But the devotional month and Ramadan, gives me the opportunity to be what I call righteously rude. You know, I can actually tell people and put it on God, you know, like, yo, man, I can't even be an indulgent in that. Or it's like what Sister Unique was saying. Shouts out to Unique, too. It's great to hear. You know, changing your circle, just telling people I don't engage in the foolish talk. And you can just actually say that, like, yo, I'm fasting. And so I love that about Ramadan. So that's how I protect it. I just put it on the devotional. You know, and not only, here's the amazing thing, not only does it allow me to be rude, somehow people seem to respect that to a degree. Mm-hmm. So I call it, it'll give me the opportunity to be righteously rude. Not vulgar and obscene, mm-hmm. but to give me the exit, the opportunity to exit yeah. conversations and things I shouldn't be in and that I know are against the fast. Against myself, but the fast really just pronounces it.
Yeah, I get that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was just saying, you know, it's always good to have an answer ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? If I already know that this is some nonsense, it's nice to have that answer ahead of time.
Okay.
Whether the answer, right. I've already eaten. Or I'm not eating, and, you know, no matter what your answer is, it's good to have an answer ahead of time, especially when you know there's some nonsense, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, awesome. Now, I heard you say, I had to change my circle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
blame it on the fast. People respect things, especially things that they can't do. Things, oh, I could never do that. Yes, you could. You know, you may not want to do it, but you can do it.
Right.
But I find that people respect the fast as well, and they'll kind of give you a pass. You know, oh, she's doing something for God. You know, they'll give you a pass in the middle of that. When I'm wearing my white, I don't know why it's so shocking to people, but it is. And I mean, everyone that I encounter
it is something
says
about
something.
It.
It's, I mean, I don't know why, because I'm like, if I wear all black, y'all don't see me. If I wear all purple, all yellow, I have a lot of colors that I wear, solid colors. No one says anything until I'm wearing that white, because they know that means something.
Mm-hmm. And it usually does. Here's what, I'm going to tell you what gets me about whites, too, Wednesday, and the people that have been around me, they're on it sometimes harder than we are. You know, I've had them come to me like, man, isn't today Wednesday? Don't you supposed to be in white? I'm like, nah, you know, it's beige. I've checked with Mama 7. It's all gravy. I can wear, you know. Are you? Did you sign the contract? Are you, you know, is this something you should tell me? I mean, it's like, and so you're right. It is something about those whites, man. I have people that will get me. You know, or like you said, it's Wednesday, man. You're using profanity. My people don't talk like that. They'd be like, you cuss. Are you talking like that on a Wednesday, my guy? And so they know about your Wednesdays. You know, people are very observant. Yeah. I wanted to say this, though, before you let me go. And it's something Unique touched on. And I thought it was, man, it was just right on time. And it's that gratitude thing. It's shukri. In my science, in Islamic science, they call it shukri, gratefulness. And what she was saying about that cucumber, how that was just the best cucumber. The thing, isn't that something? Now, outside of devotions or outside of Ramadan, you know, a cucumber, come on, we don't want just a cucumber. Nobody pulls into the fast food or goes and just gets a cucumber. So, but when you're depriving yourself of things that are lawful, food is lawful, when you're depriving yourself of these things, when you do have the opportunity to enjoy them, or it's permissible to enjoy it again, the gratitude you have, because you really go back into the enjoyment of that thing. Like, she's probably not the last person you can remember what a cucumber just by itself, the deliciousness of it. Now, if we can take this attitude outside of the devotional month and the month of Ramadan and apply it to our life, we will get so much further. So I find I'm telling myself now, okay, you know what? I'm going to stop living for my taste. If I get something that didn't have the taste for, I'm going to do like what Unique says. I'm not going to complain about this isn't what I wanted to eat. I'm going to say, man, this is delicious food. There are people not eating. Lord, give me the nutrients. I'm going to actually believe in the things I prayed for. If I prayed for the hands to be blessed and the nutrients and the nourishment out of the food and the fulfillment, then I'm going to actually be into that. and not just all into the physical self of a taste.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That Israeli fight, the Israeli in us. You know, we have to fight that human part of us to be ungrateful for what's right there in front of us. You know, it's like God is providing for you, and it may not be exactly how or what you wished for, but it's provision nonetheless. So where is that gratitude at? And so definitely fasting helps us to remember some of those sweet things in life, you know, and and I tell people, write it down in your journal. I remember one time, and I am going to let you go. I'm not going to talk you to death. But I remember one time, you know, you had found one of your first journals we had that you got for retreat. And you reread what you put in. And I remember you said to me, you were like, if this wasn't in my handwriting, I wouldn't believe that I wrote this. You know, I wouldn't believe that I was right there. I was so involved. I was this. If it wasn't in my handwriting, I wouldn't believe it. And so I share that because I want people to understand, you know, through time, your memory may fade. But when you go back and you're looking at these journals and you're seeing the things you were thinking about and wanting, you're either going to see growth or you're going to say, how did I stray from that? You know, either one. But it'll be shocking to you. So document it so that you know.
Document
you have
it. Document. You know what? You can't emphasize that enough. And we keep saying we're gonna go. But let me just add this in there with that. That is so on point. Documentation. That is your scripture. That's the scripture of you. Like you're reading the Bible of the people that came before, the Quran, and all of these wonderful books that God has sent us through these wonderful people. That is your holy scripture. Document, journal.
Document yourself.
Thank you.
Because
you
need to see that going forward. You know, I remember Solomon, he was reading a book by an author, and I would never have picked this author for him to read. But I was looking at him, and it was kind of shocking because he was reading a book, one, for pleasure.
Stop. Don't do Solomon like that.
And I mean, when's the last time you saw a kid read a book?
That's Solomon.
I mean, it was not, and I asked him, I said, why are you reading that? He said, I want to read anything written by African-American males. I want to know what they're thinking. I want to know. And I was like, and I just looked at him like, oh, okay. And so, you never know the example that you may be setting for someone who's like, I need to know everything I can about this time period, this understanding, this whatever, you know? And so document your own story. If not for you, for your children. If not for you, for your own children. That
for your
will
children.
Need it. They'll need it. Because me at 50 can't tell Solomon at 24 what I was like. I would have to literally go back to those documents and those pages. I'm like, ooh, I did this and I want this just like you did. Now, the 50-year-old can't do that because I have 25 more years of experience. Well, 28 more years of experience. But, you know, I can't do that. So it's great to do that. Document, document, document.
Document,
but
document, document.
For taking your time and
thank
with us.
You. Love you dearly, Mama. Absolutely. Love
Amen.
You dearly, Mama. I mean, have a blessed devotional fast.
You too. You too. Amen. All right. And look, I'm telling you, write it in your handwriting. Stock your own self. You know, I love the experience. All for your own peace. Okay? All right. And one more caller. Got to get it. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How are you doing tonight?
Sister Melissa. Hey, how are you?
Not hungry anymore.
Look, I had some cauliflower that I inhaled, okay? I ate the whole bag of cauliflower. And usually when I make the cauliflower, I get a serving. Talib gets a serving. There's leftover cauliflower. I ate the whole bag, and it was delicious. So, yeah, I'm not hungry yet. I'm good.
Let me tell you, I brought some crack home, and I'm thinking I'm just going to look at it. Now, what I mean by that is we had celebrations at work. So I got cupcakes. I got a piece of cake, and I got some buntinis. And I'm like, yeah. And they still on the table, but I just ate me some veggies. I just ate my dinner. It has nothing to do with it. But I'm looking at that crack like, Yeah, I'm so proud of myself.
Look, I got some pineapple juice in that freezer, a little concentrate, and I just look at it and I'd be like, "Yeah, I see you," and I'm just okay. Close the refrigerator, close it. Lord have mercy. So
I think I'm gonna keep that crack there just to show myself how strong I am. But let me tell you,
I'm keeping my twin.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I'm keeping my I'm in there checking on the pineapple juice, like it's going somewhere, you know? You okay? You comfortable? I was going to say,
my twin over there, my brother I, with his, what do you say, righteously rude. So I'm just saying that I'm friendly with an attitude. And I say I'm friendly with attitude because the attitude is my boundary. The attitude is me literally spilling, like anybody who's been on a retreat with me or has been at a guided meditation and I'm still speaking, you might have heard me say, I don't hold in the things that frustrate me. I let it out because holding it in, it really can hurt your gut. And especially in my family, like our DNA does not respond well to stress. So we've had gut issues in our family. So by spilling my frustration out of my throat chakra actually helps me. It's therapeutic. So part of my keeping my peace is to say what I got to say. I'm friendly with an attitude. It doesn't mean that I'm being mean. It's just this is the boundary. I'm saying what I got to say. I feel better after saying it. And if you show any respect, you know, if you have respect, if you understand who I am, then you have respect. And then I wanted to say, talking about those whites, at work, folks, they faces light up every Wednesday. They see me in the white. Their faces light up. I'm sitting there hungry, coming in it's another day. But they are like, oh, you're wearing white. Tell me more about it. So I have been educating people about how our fast works and letting them know that it is very close to like Ramadan and it is very close to other religious times of sacrifice for your God and all of that. And it just amazes me how curious people get about what it is that I'm doing. And being that I am on a different energy just because of the fast, sometimes I can be grumpy about it. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I can be grumpy about it, and I try not to. I let them know straight up, my energy is different. Excuse me to come out whatever, but this is how it is. Yeah. And then after things calm down, I might even go back. But like if it came out wrong, I apologize. So I will go back and make sure that I have a peaceful time. You know, that person, I put that other person in peace. And because my peace is so important, I have learned to respect other people's boundaries. So there are times where I might want to do something with someone, but they don't have the energy, the time, or whatever. And even though I could be disappointed, I have respect for their boundaries, for their thing. So it's taught me a lot. And then I wanted to say, talking about that journaling and the reflection and the research and, looking back in the past, I have been comparing myself today to myself a long time ago. And I'm seeing the changes and the growth and the understanding. And I'm like, if I had tried this 10 years ago, it might not have worked. But I had to go through a certain process to adapt it. So like what Unique was saying about peeling that onion and every fast or something different. This fast coming into it,
yeah.
I didn't even know what I was going to do. And then here we are like a week before the fast. I'm praying on it, meditating. And this is the first fast that I think this is my fifth fast with you guys. I think it is. I can't remember the actual time. But this is the first time I'm getting up before the sun. And I am eating just to have something. I am exercising earlier in the morning. It is ridiculous. I'm like, I really didn't know how I was going to face this fast. You know how I be planning stuff the year
right.
ahead? I didn't know what I was going to do this time. And I had just given myself a personal fast in January for 40 days. So I'm like repeating some of the stuff there. And I'm just like, you
right.
know what? I am really seeing, like, I really am taking this on differently. And another thing I'm doing differently, I am journaling every day just to say what my day
Wonderful.
Was like.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
what I'm grateful for. What happened yesterday? I got pooped on by a bird. I'm like, okay, God, I guess that means I'm going to get some good luck coming because
that's
who
right.
knew that was going to happen? And I didn't even cry. I was just like, I got poop on me, and I'm laughing. So I am grateful for this attitude
Amen.
That I have
right.
that God has given me over the past couple of years, because my attitude has been much more positive, way more energetic, higher frequency. I'm in a
yep.
whole different place. I yeah. feel it, I know it, and I love it, and I thank God and A Wonderful Approach for it, because God gave
Amen.
Me A Wonderful Approach to show me a map on how to get there. And I mean, even on my spiritual journey, this is my longest commitment on that. I try to be
Amen.
Christian for 3 years. I couldn't get past 3 years. Well, how many years has it been
mm-hmm.
with you?
Like, oh, man.
8, 9 years?
Nine to ten, yeah.
Okay.
We've been here for a minute.
Yeah.
We've been here for
yeah.
a minute. I'm
yep.
so blessed. It's such a blessing. It's
I
such
am too.
A blessing. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Melissa. Thank you so much. Let me tell you how important something that she just said is. And she said it, and she's always dropping these gems. I'm like, hold on, I'm catching that. She said, the more I learn to respect my peace, the more I can respect others. That, when I say heavy, y'all didn't hear the mic drop back because I caught it, right? When I respect my own peace, I can now respect others. This is what I do. That's what I do. I don't try to tell other people how to feel because I don't want anyone telling me how to feel. I don't try to tell people, hey, this is it. I don't know. No. Protect your peace. Do what you think is necessary, because I'm going to do what I think is necessary. And I'm going to pray that I'm in alignment with God's wishes and wills. Great program. Excellent point. Great point to end on. We're cashing it in. Protect your peace, protect your fast. This is how we're going to, through these next 3 weeks, and I say 3 weeks, it sounds like a long time, but this first week really kind of flew by for me. I mean, I didn't feel the toil. I didn't, And those whites, I have a lady at white at work, and she says every time she sees me with my whites on, she says, oh, you look like such an angel. And I smile and say, I am. And I think about all of A Wonderful Approach. I'm like, man, if you could see all of us, you would know we're angels, okay? That God has sent us on missions. We are angels. We're doing that work. So every time she sees me in the white, she says it. Every time, it puts the biggest smile on me. If I had wings that I could show her, I would flare my wings out and be like, how did you know? How did you know? It's such a joyful moment, right? So I hope we can keep this joy, keep this energy, keep this self-worth, self-esteem, self-love, all those things that are going to help us protect ourselves, right? Okay. Ending in prayer as we always do. Prayer. Prayer is so important. Let's be studious in our prayer. So, yes, we speak prayer. We speak from the heart. But also spend time learning the formula of prayer so that you yourself can be educated and understand how to activate your spiritual self, how to activate and manifest. And that all of that comes in from learning how to use the ashe of words and the ashe of spiritual words. There's a lot going on with that, okay? So I'm not telling you, you're like, okay, time is ticking, but remember in Karate Kid, he had to do the wax on and wax off, and he thought, man, why am I busting this old man's car, not realizing that he was developing a muscle that was going to help him in his fighting style. That's what prayer is. You're developing a muscle that when it comes time to use, it'll be there for you. So don't think, oh, well, the car is buffed. I don't need to buff the car. No, 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 no. It's the muscle that you are engaging in that's going to assist you, and that's why we study prayer the way we do. And then it becomes muscle memory, and then we'll be able to do this without the toil that it has. Okay? So, Father, Mother, God, we come before you. Oh, my goodness. God, first I want to say thank you for allowing me to speak to my dear Jasmine today as she's going through challenges in life, as we all are. It meant so much to me to be able to hear her voice and to give her a word of encouragement. God, I want to thank you for all of the miracles that you put in my life. I want to thank you for all of the blessings that I'm constantly surrounded by. God, I want to thank you for all of the wonderful, beautiful people that you allow me to experience and allow me to interact with. God, I am full to the brim of gratitude, of love, of compassion. I ask to be used in a way that you would see. I ask to be utilized in a way that is most effective for your children. I ask to be utilized in ways, whether it creates comfort or discomfort in me, please give me the strength to do the work that you have for me, God, being here ready and willing and able. Please allow me to continue to properly be an example for fast, for womanhood, for motherhood, for all the hoods I get to visit. God, please allow me to be an example, be an inspiration, be a light in some of these dark places that exist. God, please allow that light to reach into wherever it needs to go so that you and your representatives can be there to guide those. God, I pray that everyone in the sound of my voice understands the leadership that they have within them, the work that they're supposed to be doing, and give them the fire, the passion to do the work that you have laid out for us, God. We stand ready and willing. We stand in hopes and anxiousness. We stand here in love and fellowship of each other. God, we're standing. So please allow us to be all that we can, all that we need to be. Allow our communities to be blessed. Allow our households to be blessed. Allow our temples as we work on our fast to be blessed. Allow our minds to stay strong. Allow the hearts to beat and to feel and to have all the experiences that's needed. God, I know this, everything else is possible. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your time. Amen.